This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and mayors from across the U.S. met with President Joe Biden Wednesday. They sent a letter to congressional leaders supporting the bipartisan infrastructure framework bill that includes investment in transportation, clean energy, and jobs. Here's Hancock.
This bill has a great deal of workforce development opportunities, or at least money to create workforce options. Job training is another part of it. Access to the human services, such as mental health and expansion of mental health services, is also critically important.
Hancock said he also told the president that Denver needs more federal investment in affordable housing near public transportation. More than 600 Americans will compete in the Tokyo Olympics later this month. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
33 Coloradans will represent the state as part of Team USA's roster. They'll participate in events like kayaking, wrestling, and taekwondo. Both Americans in the modern pentathlon are from Colorado. That's a multidiscipline event where athletes compete in fencing, swimming, horse riding, pistol shooting, and cross-country running. Olympians are asked to self-identify their hometown, which could be different from their birthplace or where they grew up. The Summer Games open next week. The Tokyo Paralympics are set for later this summer, with rosters due to be announced in early August. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 87 degrees, in Vail, 77, in Craig, 66. This is CPR News.